All right, so this is super funny, and I guess people that have been laid off or furloughed, excuse me, and aren't currently working, they got to find a way to keep themselves busy. For instance, the sports announcer Joe Buck. If you don't know who Joe Buck is, you'll recognize his voice in a little bit. And since there's no sports, they're saying till at least July at the very earliest, he has been narrating just like random things around the house. Some are his house, some are videos he sees online. Like this first one, I guess his kids were outside playing football.
Yep.
A little play fake. Jab to the left. Now breaks a tackle. Breaks another tackle.
That's his kids just running around the front lawn where there's some snow.
And then there was another one. I guess somebody was playing darts in their bedroom.
Now, he's got it. A bullseye. It's happened. Tom Martin has stunned himself.
And he posts them back up, and people are all excited. They're all sending him requests.
This one's my favorite. It's a little kid playing basketball on one of those little plastic basketball hoops, and the ball, I guess, bounces off and hits him in the face.
And two-handed. Whoa! Wow! Back into his face, and now Adam doesn't feel so good. Sorry, I love you. Kiss. Life's hard. Suck it up.
That's great.
So this is interesting. He said he started to get requests. His quote was, he's getting a couple of submissions from a man and a woman that want him to narrate, well, their life in the bedroom.
And we return to the bedroom where Sarah has home bed advantage. And Greg is trying to break his 248-night losing streak. And he makes a move, and he's rejected. Wow, a devastating block. And he's going for it again. Rejected again. Wow, he's so persistent. He tries to make a pass, and wow, she is really playing great defense. And Greg has decided to go back to his home bed and play with himself instead. Rick Stacy.